Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
you are the craftsman, you are the creator, God.
And we're going to keep on moving in your will and in your way. Moving upward and onward, God. Mounting up from the four corners of this earth, God. From the north, south, east, and west, God. As pilgrims traveling through this barren land. I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may then again may not know of you, God, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom. To those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask. The kingdom church of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I will be with you an hour and 30 minutes. Hallelujah. So I want you to just get comfortable. I have the chat room open for your sitting and your listening pleasure. And may God bless you, 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 and you. And as I always far state, that God loves a cheerful giver. It don't always have to be in monetary value, but it can be in your time and in your talent. Whatever that you render unto God, God is going to bless you back. And you might say, well, Sir Ward, God doesn't know my name. He doesn't know where I live. He doesn't know my zip code. But I want you to know tonight, my loved one, my dear beloved son, daughter in Christ, my sister, my brother, my sojourner, my disciple, my followers of Christ, I want you to know that Jesus knows the very strands on your head. He knows it all too well. God knows your DNA. He knows your DOB. He knows your address. He knows your city and state, and he knows your zip. So God will make sure that his blessing gets to the rightful owner without delay. It will not return to sender, hallelujah, but it will go to the designated person that God wants to bless. All right, so we're going to now, without any further delay, we're going to take you on into a live program that's already in progression. And I sermon on tonight, hallelujah, entitled, Born to Die. Hallelujah. I want to say that one more time. I sermon on tonight, entitled, Born to Die. And we're going to take our first key scripture out of the law of Matthew 20 and 28. And it reads like this. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, coming out of the law of Matthew 20 and 28. All right, we're going to go on to our second key scripture. And it reads this, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 15 and 55. All right, our third key scripture, coming out of the law of Luke 2 and 10, it reads this, Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Luke 2 and 10. All right, our final key scripture reading. It's coming out of the law of John 8 and 12, and it reads like this. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of John 8 and 12. All right. Now, we're going to go on in to our scripture reading. We was into our key scripture, but now we're going into our scripture reading. And so we know tonight to be, hallelujah, acknowledged as Christmas Eve, the birth of Christ. And we know that millions celebrate Jesus' birthday. Few seems to be aware of the real significance. But we recognize that his birth was unusual because he was born of a virgin. His life was unique too, but he was the only one who lived without sinning. His death was also unusual. Jesus was not a Mara, but he was not the victim of unfortunate circumstances either. We know that dying for a worthy cause, nor did he lay down his life just to set a good example. There are much more to it than that. We know that the Lord Jesus came into this world to be yours and mine and our Lord and our Savior. Jesus himself said that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 19:10. I want to ask you that are out there in my live digital audience on tonight, how many of you out there tonight who are lost? Well, I want you to get to know Jesus before the new year comes around. If you can get to know God right now, there's no better time. You can just lift your hands right where you're sitting. You're squatting, you're kneeling, you're bending, you're laying. And just lift your hand toward heaven and admit that you are a sinner. Ask God into your life to be your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah. And forgive you all the sins that you have committed before thee. And God will put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. For the Bible tells you and I and us that all have sinned. It's not a one on planet earth that have not sinned. We all have sinned. This entire world has sinned. Hallelujah. That the wages of sin is death. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Romans 3:23. In order to save the world, Jesus had to die for it. He came and he lived the perfect life, and then he died the death we should have died. We find out that the true meaning of Christmas is that Jesus was born to die. Because he was crucified and then rose from the dead. Forgiveness of sin and assurance of heaven is now offered to all who believe. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 1:12. So I'm asking you on tonight, have you accepted God's gift of salvation? If not, do so today. And this will be your most meaningful Christmas ever. Hallelujah, because we know that unless you and I and us, unless we see the cross overshadowing the cradle, then we have lost the real meaning of Christ's birth. Hallelujah, Jesus came that you and I and us might live. Didn't nobody take Jesus' life, but God says, no one take my life. I lay my life down. And in 3 days, Jesus picked his life back up. Hallelujah. He said, I am the light of the world. And he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And that was our key scripture on tonight. Coming out of the law once again of John 8:12. We know that one of the most dramatic events of all history is when Jesus was born in Bethlehem stable. We're told that it was a light was placed in the sin-darkened world. The Apostle John testifies that in him was life, and the light was the light of men. That scripture reading can be found in the law of John 1:4. So we know that during this week, as we commemorate the birth of the Lord Jesus, let you and I and us be mindful of how much brighter this world is because he came into it. For Jesus declared that I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Hallelujah, Jesus. bless your holy name. And we know that without the light of Jesus, we would be in the dark about God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And our sermon on tonight is entitled, Born to Die. We are talking about Jesus was born to die for the sin of the world so you and I could have salvation. We could have eternal life of eternity with Christ. Christ was crucified. Hallelujah. But he rose on that third day from the dead. Hallelujah. So all Jesus wants you and I to do is accept his gift of salvation this Christmas Eve. Hallelujah. For there's no greater time to accept Christ into your life than now. For you do not know what the next hour holds, the next moment, the next minute, the next second holds. Hallelujah. Because people are dying every second, every minute of an hour. People are dying and don't know Christ and the pardon of their sins. But you can get to know Christ on tonight. Like I first stated, all you have to do is lift your hands toward heaven and tell God that you acknowledge that you are a sinner. Forgive you of all the sins it has rendered in your heart. Accept the Lord to be your Lord and Savior. He will come in and sup with you and you with him and to take up residence in your heart. But it has to be clean because God will not live and cannot live in an unclean temple. So we're talking about Jesus was born to die. And our key scripture says that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the law of Matthew 20:28, that was our key scripture on tonight. And you know, we know that medical researchers are working desperately and tirelessly to find a cure for cancer. I wish they could have found a cure when my mother had cancer. But they did not have a cure. And not even a clue to the mystery of Alzheimer's. But ways to conquer a host of the debilitating diseases. But what if you awoke to a headline one day saying that death was destroyed? Would you and could you believe it? The New Testament proclaimed that for the believer in Christ, that death has been destroyed and reduced to inactivity, rendered incapable of doing what it once did. So when this corruptible body that you and I and us have on right now. We have on a corruptible body, meaning that this body will bleed, it will hurt, it will ache. If you cut it, you stab it, you shoot at it, then you can puncture it, you can damage this body because it is a corruptible body. But the Word of God tells us that when this corruptible body put on incorruptible, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 15:54. But we find out that the good news is for everyone who will receive it. Just as the angels told the shepherd when Jesus was born, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, hallelujah, who is Christ the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of Luke 2:10-11. We know that the birth of Jesus was the beginning of the end of death. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thank be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And this is the reason that we celebrate Christmas. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Celebrate, hallelujah, Christmas. because we find out that Jesus was born to die. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Many lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the son of earth. Born to give the second birth. Hallelujah, Jesus. The birth of Christ brought God to man. The cross of Christ bring man to God. The Bible says, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. That was our key scripture coming out of Luke, Luke 2 and 10. We know that 2,000 light years ago, the silence of a quiet night ended abruptly when an angel told the shepherd a baby had been born. He said, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Then a multitude of angels began praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. We know that Christ the Lord, the Savior of the world, was born. God's gracious gift is his Son, which was announced on that long ago silent night. It is still available to anyone and everyone. Every tribe, every nation, in the law of Titus 2:11-14, then in the law of Revelation 5:9-10. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Heaven's choir came down to sing when heaven's king came down to save. In an ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to my nature, spirit, and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Guerra, California, 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to change now the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over to the hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. This program, once again, is in memory of my mother and all of the loved ones that has been lost on Christmas Eve around the world. This program is dedicated to you, you, and you. God bless you, dear mother. I love you, and God bless. All right? Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, hymns of Zion. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name.
all. I used to wonder what my mother was doing. Now, mercy, Lord, I stepped out for a moment. Found home and folded up. And mother had her eyes up. She was looking for the sky. And I saw the tears as they fell down my mother's eyes. And I can still hear the song. Mother was singing.
Away. Another stepping stone. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Reverend Darrell Foley.
Praise the Lord. Ah, bless the Lord. I tell you, we are in for a wonderful time in Jesus. Hallelujah. And I hope you're not too dressed up where you can't praise Him. Because I'm a worshiper and I don't make any apologies about that. Because when I stop and think about what the Lord has done for me, I can't help but give Him some glory. I can't help but praise Him. Hallelujah. Look, just look to the right or to the left of you and tell them, don't you know you're sitting next to a miracle? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, don't you think you're a miracle today? Hallelujah. So just for a few moments, I'm privileged to be with all of the other Verity artists, and they asked me to just come and do something on the program, and so I'm honored to be here. And I just worship Him. I love You, Lord. And I lift my voice just to worship Thee, oh, my soul rejoice. My King, in what You hear, let it be a sweet, sweet. because you, you are Lord, I can rejoice. Take care. Just let us be your sweet, sweet sound. In your ear we say welcome into this place. Lord, you are welcome.
You brought us from so far, we say, hallelujah. We have a group of young men who have experienced many hardships in their life, and they have traveled across the water to come here to America where there is freedom. We have learned to express our freedom here, but for many years where they're from, they could not express that freedom. They could not express their desire for freedom. But tonight, they're here in a very special way. Many are called, but few are chosen. Can we put our hands together in love at the Apollo? Live, as we bring to you, all the way from South Africa, chosen.
We just greatly rejoice that we have in Jesus a friend who sticks closer than a brother. If you do not know him as personal Savior, life has no meaning. And we just want to say to you, take and give him a chance, because Jesus Christ will do what no man can do for you. And that's the reason we say, thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. May God bless you.
Yeah.
Give it up for Chosen. The Bible said, who can find the virtuous woman? And I still believe there are few around. Now, you ladies kind of quiet on me tonight. Come on here. And because we yet believe that there are a group of young ladies who actually make this the practice of their life. They hail from Huntsville, Alabama. They have a brand new album that's really, really hot, and I'd say you got to make it a part of your collection. And they are four young ladies that just love the Lord, and they're here tonight to be a blessing unto us. Can we receive them with a thunderous round of applause in the person of Virtue? Come on, give it up, New York.
Finished our first record, and we'd like to take this opportunity to share with you a hymn I'm sure will be familiar to many. It's called I Must Tell Jesus, and we just hope that it ministers to you as it has to us.